The Osgood File, sponsored by Barbasol, America's leader for a close, comfortable shave. So lather up with Barbasol shaving cream and shave like a man. This is Dave Ross, and for Charles Osgood. A Dutch company called Mars One is planning to be the first to launch a manned mission to Mars and is looking for volunteer astronauts. The idea is to send four people to the Red Planet to start a colony in 2023. Pretty exciting. And I know you're full of questions. Where can I sign up? How long is the trip? How long do we stay there? Well, on that last question, we probably need to talk. More after this from Charlie. German flight instructor Stefan Günther has three children and loves his wife, but he's prepared to say goodbye to all of them should he be among the four volunteers chosen by TV viewers to travel to Mars.
I'm healthy, physically and mentally fit. I'm ready to go.
The Dutch startup firm Mars One wants to raise the $6 billion required for a manned mission to the Red Planet by selling global broadcasting rights for the trip and its aftermath. Viewers will choose the winning contestants. Now, this may sound like just so much reality TV hype, but co-founder Bas Lansdorp says this plan is deadly serious.
Everything we need to go to Mars exists. We have the rockets to send people to Mars. We have the equipment to land on Mars.
But of course, humans have never flown to Mars before. And there's a reason for that. And that's what we need to talk about. Because on the subject of when do you come back, the answer is never. There's no way of getting back.
For a one-way mission, all the technology exists.
So, what does Günther's wife, Beata, think about it?
I wasn't really involved in the decision. We talked about it, and I wasn't really amazed and saying, woohoo, you're flying to Mars, and maybe you won't come back. I wasn't overwhelmed with joy.
No. What would have been strange is if she had been overwhelmed with joy. The Osgood File, Dave Ross, on the CBS Radio Network.